Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Lamed Hey, and we are 25 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, the two dots, Misha Beirach. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyahu Zeb ben Brindel, Mordechai Yisrael ben Esther, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mendel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Rifka bas Esther, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So we are Be'ezus Hashem at the very, very end, the last daf of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, and it is going to continue with the theme of the last several dafin, and that is the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. We saw that Likatchila, the Tkiyahs were supposed to be blown in tandem with the psukim of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Now, the truth is, the obligation to recite the psukim of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros are only midrabanan. Tkiyah Shofar, of course, is midairaisa. So this idea of blowing Shofar together with Malchus, Achronis, and Shofars can't be a din dairaisa. It has to be a din derabanan. If the whole institution of Malchus, Achronis, and Shofars is a din derabanan, so certainly the idea that you blow Shofar in tandem with Malchus, Achronis, and Shofars is going to be a derabanan as well. The Mishnah said, Mishnah Beirach. What happens if somebody already recited the brachas of Malchus, Achronis, and Shofars at the time he didn't have a Shofar? And afterwards, he got a Shofar. Tekeya, Umayriya, Vitekeya. He does a Tekeya, true, Tekeya, Sholesh, Paman three times. Meaning it's not Ma'akiv for it to be Allah Seder. Like we just said, it's only Midrabanan that it should be Allah Seder. So of course, Likatchila, that's the way you're supposed to do it. But Mishnah Beirach, if somebody said Malchus, Achronis, and Shofars at the time he didn't have a Shofar, later he got the Shofar. So just do the three sets of three, and that's the way you're going to be yotze the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, time to have a shofar meikara. It sounds like from the Mishnah that the only reason you could blow shofar after you already said the brachas is because at the time you said the brachas, in the case of the Mishnah, you physically didn't have a shofar. Ha have a shofar meikara. But what would be had he had a shofar at the time he was saying the brachas? Ki shamalahu, I say the brachas shamalahu. Then the katchila dig away to hear the shofar, and to blow the shofar would be Allah Seder, meaning the Gemara is being medayik in the Mishnah, what we already knew. And that is that it's only b'dieved that you don't have to blow shofar at the same time that you say Malchus, Achronis, and Shofars. But certainly, l'katchila, that you should do. How do you know it's b'dieved? Because the Mishnah says, Misha Beirach, someone that already made the bracha. V'achakach nesman alo shofar. At the time he didn't have a shofar, he got it later. So it sounds like this is all one big b'dieved situation. But of course, l'katchila, that's not what you're supposed to do. Rapapa Bar Shmuel says, the Gemara, come let's sleep. Rapapa Bar Shmuel once got up to daven. Amalei l'shamayis, he told his gabbai, King Nehir Nalach, I'm going to make a little sign, meaning I'm going to motion to you. Takali, I want you to blow shofar for me. Meaning, Rav Papa Bar Shmuel was davening Shmei Nasre, and he wanted his Baal Tekeya to blow shofar for him while he was up to Malchias, and then do it again by Zichronis, and then do it again for shofars. Amalei Rava, so Rava heard this, and he said, Lo Amru Ela Bechever Ir. The only time this is true, that you blow shofar together with Malchias and Zichronis and shofars, is Bechever Ir, which Rashi says means Betzibur. So if you're davening Betzibur, that's when there's such a halacha. However, a yochid that's davening Shmei Esrei by himself does not have this halacha to blow shofar together with the Malchus, Achronis, and Shofars. Tanya Nami Yochid, it's a braisa. Kishu shoymam shoymen ala seder. L'katchila tkiyah shofar is supposed to be ala seder. Va'al seder brachos. B'medvar mamur, when is this true? B'chavarir. That's if it's a tzibur. Avashalei b'chavarir, if you're davening by yourself, shoymon ala seder, v'shneloy al seder brachos. So it's supposed to be an aseder, meaning tkiyah, trua, tkiyah, three sets, but not on the Seder of Bracha. So the only time, even l'katchila, you want the Shofar to go together with Malchus and Achronis and Shofars is if it's a Tzibur that's davening. But for some reason, if it's a Yachid, it's different. Another halacha the Braisa says, the Yachid shaloi taka chaver takeilo. A Yachid that doesn't know how to blow Shofar by himself, his friend could blow for him, of course. The Yachid shaloi beirach, however, a Yachid that doesn't know how to say Malchus and Achronis and Shofars in chaver mevarach alav, his friend cannot make the Bracha for him. U'mitzvah betoikin yoysim ben ha-mevarachin. Says the Braisa, there's more of a mitzvah to hear tkiyah Shofar than there is to make the bracha. Okay, so what does that mean? Shtei ayoros. If there were two cities, b'achas toikin u'b'achas mevarchin. In one city, there were people that were blowing shofar. In the other city, there were people that were going to make the brachas of Malchus and Chronos and Shofars. This is a very interesting case, not something that is shchiach at all. There are two cities. One city, there's going to be a shofar. The other city, they're going to have Malchus and Chronos and Shofars. The one that has the shofar won't have Malchus and Chronos and Shofars. The one that's going to have Malchus and Chronos and Shofars, they're not going to have Tkiyah Shofar. You have a choice. You could spend Rosh Hashanah in either one of the cities. Which one should you spend Rosh Hashanah in? Says the Braisa, Holchen Lamakim Shatoikin, Vein Holchen Lamakim Shemavarchim. Supposed to go to the city where they're going to be blowing shofar. Don't go to the city where they're going to be making the bracha, says the Gemara. Pshit, that's pasha. Hadai raisna, hadai rabbanan. I need a braisa to tell this to me. This was a long braisa, but this last line of the braisa, that if there's two such cities, of course I'm supposed to go to the city where they're going to blow shofar, not the city where they're going to say Malchus, Achronis, and Shofars. Why? Because Tkiyah Shofar is the raisa, and Malchus, Achronis, and Shofars is only a derabbanan. So the Gemara says, Leitzricha. No, the chiddush is the afal gafta hai vadai the ha safik. What would be if one city, the city where they're going to be saying Malchus and Chronos and Shofars, they're for sure going to be saying Malchus and Chronos and Shofars. Meaning, you know for a fact there's about tefillah there that knows Malchus and Chronos and Shofars. However, the city where they're going to blow Shofar, you don't even know for sure that they're going to blow Shofar. It's only a suffix if they're going to blow Shofar. So you would think that maybe a Vadai Dirabanan is more than a suffix deraisa, kamash malon. That's what the Brayis is being mechadish, that afal pikin, you go to the makim shetoikin, and you don't go to the makim shemevarchim. Before we go weiter, just one ha'ara, and that is, there's a famous chayyadam. We spoke about this a little bit in the beginning of Masechtes Pesachim, but there's a famous chayyadam that says, what would be if a person needs to do a mitzvah, but where he lives, he has no ability to be mekayim that mitzvah. So it's Rosh Hashanah, and there's no shofar in his town. It's Sukkis, he doesn't have Dalet Minim. It's Pesach, and he doesn't have matzah. But if he picks himself up, and he goes to some other town to spend Yontif there, he'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. Is he obligated to do that, or is he not obligated to do that? This is the suffix of the Chayi Adam. It's in Hilchas Zehiris Mitzvah Klal Sam Chesiv Katan Yotes, and he says Sarachian. He's not sure. He doesn't know. So the great Poisek, the Chayi Adam, said that he was not sure what the halach is. Is somebody obligated to be oikar mi beisai? Literally, leave your house. Maybe take your family with you, or worse, leave your family behind and go to some other place where now you're going to be able to be mekayim a mitzvah. Is that something you're obligated to do, or is it not something you're obligated to do? Now, what would be the tzad that you should be obligated to do it? It's a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, it's incumbent upon me to figure out a way to do the mitzvah. What would be the tzad that I'm not obligated to do it? Because we know when it comes to mitzvahs asay, there's certain limitations. Meaning, for example, when it comes to alois asay, you have to give away everything not to be over alive. You don't have to give away your life, the sholosh averos chamuros, but other than that, a person has to be mevazveis kol mamonoi to make sure that he doesn't violate a lo sase. But when it comes to a mitzvah sase, everyone knows ksubas tafnun hamevazveis al yevazveis yoisim mechaymish. You're not supposed to be mevazveis yoisim mechaymish. So we see that Chazal limited how much a person needs to expend when it comes to doing a mitzvah. So that from a financial perspective, there's a cap. Yeah, you're supposed to spend money, but not more than 1/5 of your net worth. So Yesh Loima says the Chayi Adam, just like when it comes to financial expenses, there's a cap. Maybe when it comes to physical, it's going to be the same thing. So it's true. I have to try to exert energy and effort to be mekayim a mitzvah. But does that mean that I have to pick myself up and get on an airplane and go to the other side of the world to be mekayim a mitzvah? So the Chayi Adam said Sarachin. So on the bottom of the Chayi Adam, there's a commentary, Nishmas Adam, which was also written by the Chayi Adam. And over there, he has a little bit of a pilpul, where he brings rayas lakan olakan. One of his rayas, and this is the only raya we're going to speak out now, is our Gemara. It's the first raya that he brings. He says that you have a Gemara, but the Gemara says there were two cities. In one city, they were blowing shofar. In the other city, they were saying Malchus, Achronos, and Shofars. You're a Yid. You have a choice to go to this city, to go to that city. Which city should I go to? So the Braisa said, you go to the Makom Shetoikin, you don't go to the Makom Shemavarchim. Pshita, Hadei Raisa, Hadei Rabbanon. And the Gemara said, even if the Makom Shemavarchim is Vadai and the Makom Shetoikin is a Zafik. But Frek the Chayi Adam, I don't understand how this whole case happened. It should be dead on arrival. It shouldn't even be possible. Why? Because if there's a city that doesn't have a shofar, that whole city should be obligated to now go to the city that they're blowing shofar. Shouldn't the makim shemivarchim themselves have no choice but to go to the Makim Shetoyken. So says the Chayyadam, it would be mashma from the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lam, and Dalanam, and Beis, the Gemara that we just learned, that there is no such chiyav. A person does not have to leave his house to be Mekayim a Mitzvah. There's a gvul, there's a limit how much a person needs to do. So just like there's a gvul how much money, not Yosem Michaimesh, a person doesn't have to leave his house. You don't have to spend Rosh Hashanah in some other city because of the fact that you want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. Now, the truth is that there are others that bring this raya from the Chayi Adam and they say, what's the Chayi Adam's kasha? His kasha was from a Maisa? No, it's a kasha from a Maisa. Why the Makim Shemavarchim couldn't go to the Makim Shetaykim? From such a case, you could bring a raya? Maybe. It was dangerous. I don't know. Whatever the case was. But the bottom line is, this was the Chayi Adam's first raya. Where did we speak this out? Because this is something that featured very, very prominently in another tshuva that we spoke out from Rabbi Shua Mendel Arenberg in the Shailos HaTshuvas Dvar Yeshua. So earlier in the week, we referenced his famous tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tazayin, that happened on the Kastner train. This was the very, very first simon in his Shailos HaTshuvas. It's actually the first 10 simonim where he discusses Hungary in the year 1943 in Tuf Shin Dalid, where they did not have a lot of Esraigim. It was very, very difficult because of the war to bring Esraigim into that part of Europe. And there was a rumor that spread that in Budapest, which was the capital of Hungary, over there were three Esraigim. And there was a big shail amongst all the Rabbanim whether the Yidden should pick themselves up and go spend Sukkot in Budapest simply so they should be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. And really, the ground zero for this Shaila is the Chayi Adam, and Rav Yeshua Mendel Arenberg is mafalful with different rayas, but it's just interesting, this very, very, very famous Shaila, which is known as the Chakira, it's the Tzorech Ian of the Chayi Adam. He himself discusses it in Nishmas Adam. He brings rayas lakan o lakan. His first raya, Exhibit A, was the Gemara we just learned. Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph. Just another Yisoy that's tucked away in all these Gemaras that we're going through so fast. In the end of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Chav Ches, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Truth is, every one of these dafin is mamish fully loaded. Zok the Gemara Vaita. So referring back to the Mishnah, the last line of Mishnayis Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, and that is, Kishem Sheshliach Tzibur Chayiv, Kach Kol Yochev Yochid Chayiv. And this halacha, the disclaimer is not true exclusively to Rosh Hashanah. We'll see, there's a unique sifkatan in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, which is why it's discussed here. But really, this is true for all tefillah. Just like a shliach tzibur has to daven, so to every yachin has to daven. Rabbi Gamliel Lemir, Rabbi Gamliel said, shliach tzibur moitzi es a rabbim yedei chayvasan. The shliach tzibur could be moitzi the rabbim. Meaning, number one, Shmein Esri is not a chiyuv of the shliach tzibur. So Kaddish, for example, the Shliach Tzibur is the one that says Kaddish. Chazor Sashatz, the Shliach Tzibur says. But Shmein Esrei, everybody daven Shmein Esrei. Shliach Tzibur daven Shmein Esrei. Daven Shmein Esrei twice, as we're about to see. But it's not just his obligation. Kol Yochev Yochid Chayiv. Every person has an obligation to daven Shmein Esrei. Number one. Number two, Rabbi Gamliel said, the Shliach Tzibur could be Moitzi Eser Rabbi Yudei Chayvaseh. Meaning, it's not always true. Rabbi Gamliel's tining that you, the Chachamim, the Tanna Kamma, the anonymous Tan of our Mishnah is saying that no, every Yochid has to daven. Rabbi Gamliel says, true, he has to daven. But at the same time, the Shliach Tzibur could be Moitzian, and there's no reason that that can happen. Now, what does the Tanna Kamma hold? Apparently, the Tanna Kamma would seem to hold that really the Shliach Tzibur cannot be Moitzi the Olam. So there's a Machlekes, Rabbi Gamliel, and the Tanna Kamma in our Mishnah, whether a Shliach Tzibur can be Moitzi someone with tefillah, or a Shliach Tzibur cannot be Moitzi someone with tefillah. And just to be clear, as we'll see in the Gemara, if somebody doesn't know how to daven, there's a Shliach Tzibur that's waiting to be Moitzi you. The question is, if somebody knows how to daven, if you yourself know how to daven, can the Shliach Tzibur be Moitzi or not? It would seem to be a machloikis between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Gamliel, and on that note, Zok Digmar Tanya. A Braisa that tells us the rest of the story. So the Braisa picks up, really, where the Mishnah left off. Amar Loi Rabbi Gamliel. The Chachamim told Rabbi Gamliel, the Dvarech, according to you, that the Shliach Tzibur could be Moitzi anybody, even somebody that knows how to daven, Lama Tzibur Mispalin. Now, why did the Tzibur daven? Wouldn't it make more sense for the Shliach Tzibur to get up, do his thing, he'll say Chazar HaSashatz, everybody will listen quiet and intently, and like this, you'll be able to be Yoytze the Mitzvah. So Rabbi Gamliel told the Chachamim, the Chachamim told Rabbi Gamliel, that if you're right, that the Shliach Tzibur can be Yoytze, even someone that knows how to daven, then why do the Tzibur daven? He gave a very surprising answer. He said, you want to know why the Olam davens? Is because like this, if there's a Shtol Shmein Esrei, so the Shliach Tzibur is going to have an opportunity to be Mesader as Tfilah. Now, appreciate the fact that once upon a time, there were no Sidurim, and therefore, for the Shliach Tzibur to be Mesader as Tfilah was a very, very big deal. You wanted that the Shliach Tzibur's tefillah should be Shkura Befiv. It was considered a good simen. Brachas Lamedala. This is a theme that comes up in different Gemaras. But the point is, because there was no Sidurim back in the day. So the whole Shtil Shmeina Esrei is Kedei Lahas the Shliach Tzibur tefillah. To give the Shliach Tzibur an opportunity to be Mesad Yisrael. Amar Lahem Rabbi Gamliel Devreich. And Rabbi Gamliel then turned to the Chachamim and said, according to you, Lama Shliach Tzibur Yair Lefnei HaTeva? I don't understand. Why does the Shliach Tzibur daven in the first place? I mean, if you're telling me the Shliach Tzibur can't be Maitzi anybody, so why is he davening? Amar Lahem, they told him, what do you mean? Kedei Lahaitzi Hashein Ebaki. It's to be Maitzi someone that doesn't know how to daven. Amar Lahem, he told him, Shem Shemaitzi Hashein Ebaki, Kach Maitzi Esabaki. Just like he can be Maitzi someone that's Ebaki, so to is Maitzi as a Baki. So what's the machloikis? According to the Chachamim, the Shliach Tzibur is Maitzi only someone that's not Baki, someone that doesn't have a daven. According to Rabbi Gamliel, there's a Kishem. Kishem Shem Maitzi as a Baki, just like he's Maitzi, the person that doesn't know how to daven, Kach Maitzi as a Baki, so too he can be Maitzi someone that knows how to daven. Omer Rabbi Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Bar Chana said, name Rabbi Yochanan, and the names are going to matter in this Gemara. Moedim Chachamim Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Chana said, I heard Rabbi Yochanan say that the Chachamim came around, they were moedet to Rabbi Gamliel. Meaning, the Chachamim in our Mishnah originally were of the opinion that the Shliach Tzibur can't be moedet a baki. They argued with Rabbi Gamliel, but then they changed their mind. They came around and said, Moedim Chacham Rabbi Gamliel, we agree, Rabbi Gamliel. The Shliach Tzibur can be Moitzi Misha, any Baki can also be Moitzi Baki. For Rav, Rav, however, argues, and Rav said, Adnaini Machloikis, no such thing. Chacham didn't come around to Rabbi Gamliel. The same Machloikis we have in our Mishnah, whether Shliach Tzibur can be Moitzi Baki, that was always true. Shomer, Rabchia Breid the Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Now, Rabchia Breid the Rabbi Bar Nachmeni heard that Rabbi Bar Chana had said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Moedim Chacham Rabbi Gamliel. Ozel Amr L'Shmaite Kamei Rav Dimi Bar Chinana. So he went and he repeated it to Rav Dimi Bar Chinana. Amalei, so Rav Dimi Bar Chinana told him, Hachi Amar Rav, you should know, Rav doesn't agree with what Rabbi Yochanan said. He said, Adayin Himachloikis. Meaning, Rabbi Chia Brei, the Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, was repeating that Rabbi Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the Chamu Amoida. So Rabbi, when Rav Dimi Bar Chinana overheard this, so he said, that even though Rabbi Yochanan said that, now everybody agrees. Like the Gemara said in the beginning, Rav said, Adayini machloikis. Amalei Rabbi Bar Chana nami yachi kamar. So when he heard him say that, so Rabbi Chia Breid, the Rabbi Bar Nachmeni said, you should know, I heard, the names are confusing here, Rabbi Bar Chana say the same thing. What did he say? He said that, Kiyom Rabbi Yochanan lo shmaito, when Rabbi Yochanan said, Moedim chacham Rabbi Gamliel, what he concluded with was, that Rish Lakish argued va'amar, and he said adayin himachlokes, meaning even though Rabbi Yochanan said moedim chacham Rabbi Gamliel, but he already acknowledged that not everybody agrees with him. In fact, he said Rish Lakish, his grace of Baal Plukta, the one that always argued with him in Shas, he taka disagreed. So what's the bottom line? Rabbi Yochanan holds moedim chacham Rabbi Gamliel, chacham came around to Rabbi Gamliel. Rav and Rish Lakish, we now know, they both said no adayin himachlokes. Straight to Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Is that true that Rabbi Yochanan said that chacham moedim Rabbi Gamliel va'amar Rab Chanotzi Pira? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chana Tzipra said in the name Rabbi Yochanan. Hilchas like Rabbi Gamliel. He said that I heard Rabbi Yochanan say, quote, the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. Now, Hilchas and Mechal de Pligi. If he said the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, doesn't that seem to imply that there was machloikis? If there's no machloikis, what do you mean Hilchas like Rabbi Gamliel? No one's arguing with Rabbi Gamliel. Hilchas like Rabbi Gamliel throughout Shas always means that somebody's arguing and we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara says, so we have a kasha, right? What's the kasha? Rabbi Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Moedim Chachamim Rabbi Gamliel, Chachamim came around, they were Moedim Rabbi Gamliel. Rab Chana Tzipayra said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. If the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, it certainly sounds like that there is a machloikis. So it says the Gemara, the Teretz is, Kisolik Rab Abba Miyomai. When Rab Abba came, Rashi says, Miyomai Miloshin Yam. He was Hiflik Besvina Liyam Bechazar. He went on some voyage somewhere and he returned. So when he came back with some halachas. So he said the following, quote, Pirsha, he said, Moedim Chacham Rabbi Gamliel Bebrach Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur. The Chacham and Moedim Rabbi Gamliel, they came around when it comes to the brachas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, even if you know how to daven, Shliach Tzibur could be Moedziyu. But V'Alach Mechlal Dupligi, when Rabbi Yochanan said that halachas are Rabbi Gamliel, which would seem to apply to Chachamim, they were saying, no, we stand by our Shita, Bebrachas the Chal Hashanah, that's referring to the brachas of the whole year. So what's the teretz to the steer in Rabbi Yochanan? From one Rabbi Yochanan, it's mashma that the Chacham and Moedim Rabbi Gamliel. For the other Rabbi Yochanan, it's mashma halacha Rabbi Gamliel, halacha Mechlal Dupligi. The teretz is like Kasha. One's talking about Shmein Esrei or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and the other one's talking about Shmein Esrei the whole year. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, over there the Chamim HaMoida, that
the Shliach Tzibur could be Moitzi the whole year. They're not. In fact, any is that true? Amar Rab Chana Tzipeirom Rabbi Yochanan. Rab Chana Tzipeir has named Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. Bibracha Ishna Rosh Hashanah V'Shal Yom Kippurim. So it's the same Rab Chana Tzipeirah in the name of the same Rabbi Yochanan saying again Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. But here he added a few words. Bibracha Ishna Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim. It's mashma then that even by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's even over there, they're still arguing. From the fact that he said, Allah, that there's a machloikis, that knocks out the Gemara's teretz. What was the Gemara's teretz? That when Reb Chana Tziporah said Allah is like Rabbi Gamliel, he meant B'shar Yom Yisashon. When Rabbi Yochanan said Moedim Chachamim Rabbi Gamliel, it's referring to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He had Mefurish that Reb Chana Tziporah said Allah is like Rabbi Gamliel, even by brachas of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Elo Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. So Elo means a whole new teretz. From Nachman by Yitzchok said Man Moedim Rab Meir, different teretz to answer the steam Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan said Moedim Chachamim Rabbi Gamliel, he didn't mean all the Chachamim. He meant one of the Chachamim. You know which one? One of the greatest of the Chachamim, Rav Meir. When he said V'halacha, Rabbi Gamliel, Michal de Pligi, Rabbanon, Michal de Pligi, who was he referring to? The Rabbanon. He was referring to all the other Rabbanon. So the two Rabbi Yochans were not talking about the same person. One Rabbi Yochan is talking about Rav Meir. Rav Meir originally was on the side of the Chachamim, but then he came around to Rabbi Gamliel. The other Chachamim, however, they stayed their ground. So when Rabbi Yochanan said that Moedim Chachamim, the Rabbi Gamliel, he was referring to Rav Meir. When Rabbi Yochanan said Halacha Rabbi Gamliel, it's because there is still a machloikis. Rav Meir came around, but what about everybody else? They didn't, and therefore he still had a paskin Rabbi Gamliel. So what's the makara to say that it's Rav Meir, not the other chachamim? Rav Meir man dechar shmei. Who even said anything about Rav Meir? Said we need a brisa for that. The Tanya we learned in a brisa. Brachos shal Rosh Hashanah v'shal Yom Kippur shliach tzibur moitzi arabim yedei chayvasam. Divrei Rav Meir. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Shleach Tzibur can be Moitzi. The Chachamim Moimrim, Keshem Shleach Tzibur, Chayev Kach, Kol Yochid V'Yochid, Chayev. So it's clear, this Braisa tells the whole story. We know Rabbi Gamaliel's Shita. But this Braisa mentions now the Shita of Rav Meir and the Shita of the Chachamim. What's Rav Meir's Shita? He agrees Rabbi Gamaliel when? On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What's the Chachamim Shita? Even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we disagree. This Braisa is literally a Tanya Nami Hachi of what the Gemara just said is Rabbi Yochanan Shita. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that there was really three Shitas. There was Rabbi Gamliel, there was Rabbi Meir, and there was the Chacham. Rabbi Gamliel holds the Shliach Tzibur could always be Moitzi, even someone that knows how to daven by himself. Rabbi Meir says, I agree on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but I disagree, Shaya Moitzi Hashanah, and the Chachamim disagree, even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But one thing is clear, that there's more of a svara that the Shliach Tzibur should be able to be Moitzi on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur versus the rest of the year. Says the Gemara, why? Maishnohani, what's the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, Ilei Mimshum Denefishi Kroi. Maybe because there's a lot of psukim. There's a lot of psukim that you mention when you daven on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's certainly musaf. But the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chananel. Rav Chananel said, Amar Rav, in the name of Rav, Kimisha Amar, Ubetayroscha, Kasav Lemar, Shuvei Neitzarech. By the way, there's a Yerushalmi somewhere that says that Rav is the one that composed the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. B'schus tfilas Rav, that we say by Rosh Chodesh Ben Shem, Rav is a big davener. Rav said, Le'ivri Alma Ela L'David, who sang Shiros V'Seshbachos, like Kondesh Baruch Hu. Throughout Shas, Rav is a big, big davener. But the point is, Rav is commenting, really, on his own creation. This is his nusach. But either way, he said that Kivin Sha'amar Ubitayroscha Kasov Lema Shuvay Nitzach. You don't have to mention the psukim. As long as you say Bitayroscha Kasov Lema, that's going to be enough. So the Gemara says, I hear. Elamishum Davshi Brachas. But there's a lot of davening. Still a much longer Shema Nesre. It's more convoluted. Brachas. Rashi says you have to say Malchias, Achrinus, and Shaifras. There's also a Taismas here on the Amid that gets involved. But the bottom line is that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening is more complicated. And therefore, we allow the Sheikh Tzibah to be Moitzi. Everybody, even if you're a Baki, I mean, even if theoretically you can daven, you know how to daven. But still, it's hard to prepare it. You may not get it right. Remember, no sidurim. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we let the Shleich Tzibur be Moitziyu. The rest of the year, Shmein Esrei, you daven it three times a day. Figure out how to daven Shmein Esrei. You didn't work on it enough. You're a quote-unquote bucky. You're someone that's really has the potential. You have the credentials to be able to know how to daven a Shmein Esrei. You should be davening your own Shmein Esrei. And the Chachamim hold, even Rav Meir holds that over there, the Shliach Tzibur would not be able to be Moitzi. Gufo Amar Rav Chananel Amar Rav. We just mentioned what Rav Chananel said in the name of Rav, so we're going to discuss it for a moment. Kivish Amar B'Teras Chachasav Leimar Shuvei Neitzarech. At that point, you don't have to mention the Pesukim. So Mar says, Sovim Mino Hanimilu B'Yachid Aval B'Tzibur Loi. So the Chamim assume that this is only true for a Yachid. A Yachid doesn't have to say the Pesukim, but the Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur, that's already different. Itmar Amar Rav Shua Ben Levi. No, Echad Yachid Echad Tzibur. Doesn't matter if you're a Yachid or a Tzibur. Kivish Amar B'Teras Chachasav Leimar. As soon as you say B'Teras Chachasav Leimar,
At that point, it's not going to be necessary anymore. Incidentally, this whole idea of Chazaras Hashatz, so you see clearly that it was instituted for the Chazan to be mighty people that don't know how to daven. That's what this was about. In fact, the machloikis, whether you can be mighty somebody that knows how to daven, or you can't be mighty someone that knows how to daven. But for sure, the Iker institution of it was meant 100% for someone that doesn't know how to daven. Stating that, today, there is no Chazan that's going to daven Shmein Esrei, and he's even going to have a kavana, a fleeting hearer, that be mighty people that are standing in the Kehillah. And if that's the case, it's really tzorech bir. Why is it that we even have Chazaras Hashatz? The whole concept of Chazaras Hashatz was there were no Siddurim. People did not know how to daven. Today, if you have a Siddur, chances are you know how to daven. But once upon a time, there were no Siddurim. So you would have to know tefillah b'al peh. Mechtei, so you could do it. So there was a person. He was Yored Lifnei Ateva. He knew how to daven. He was able to be mighty the Olam with their Shemayin Esrei. And that's why there was a Chazaras Hashatz. So they were daven belachash. Why? Why even davening belachash? The chitzibik might see everybody. Give the chazan an opportunity to gather his thoughts. It's a fascinating reason. But that's what Rabbi Gamliel said. According to Chacham, no, because if you're a bucky, you're supposed to daven by yourself. But for sure there were going to be people in shul that were enim b'kiyam, and that's why there's something called Chazaras Hashatz. So the truth is, today, really, based on the svara of why, not the svara, the reason why there's Chazaras Hashatz, there really shouldn't be Chazaras Hashatz. But stating that, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchis Tefillah, it's in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet Zivkot and Gimel. Kahol Shehispalalu, Vekulam Bekiyim Betefillah. Everyone knows how to daven, like nowadays. Afal Pikein Yerit Shleach Tzibur, Vechoizn Lehispalalu, Kedei Lekayim Takonos Chachamim. Says the Mechaber, the end of the day there was a Takonos Chachamim. And because there was a Takonos Chachamim, Kedei Lekayim, this Takonos Chachamim, this halacha remained in place. Zok de Gemara, getting close to the end. Amar Rabbi Lozal, Oilam Yaster Adam Tefillah, Sivachach Yispal. A person should be Mesader as Tefillah and then daven. Again, in a world where there's no Sedorim. Be masada yourself, otherwise you're going to make mistakes. Rabbi Abba, it's misnaber that Rabbi Lazar was referring to was the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and of prakim. Rashi says, what does it mean? Prakim? Mayadis, yomtiv. But the rest of the Eloi, Eini, says, is that true for Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda was about tefillah. And misnaber tzloise umatzli. He would arrange his davening and then he would get up and daven. So that was the rest of the year and nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, or Mayid. Why would he do that? So you see, even the whole year you're supposed to. So Mark gives a very interesting reason. Shani Rav Yehuda, Yehuda was different. Kiven the mitalsin yoimin latalsin yoimin have a matzli, because he used to daven once in 30 days. And being that he only daven once in 30 days, kiprakim dami, it's considered like prakim. So what does it mean? He used to daven once in 30 days. So this is something that, believe it or not, we'll get to, Be'ezus Hashem, in the beginning of Masechtes Tainis. But really, it's based on a Gemara, Masechtes Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that Rav Shimon Bar Yechai, the Chaverev, they used to daven once in 30 days. They were always learning Torah, and they weren't mafsik their Torah for Tefillah. They would be mafsik for Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is Deiraisa. But they weren't mafsik for Tefillah, because Tefillah is only the Rabbanon, so the Amor Rav Yehuda followed in that way. And that's why he had to be Masad the Tefillah, because for him, to daven Shmein Esrei was like saying Yalav Yavai. You do it once a month. It's not something he used to do every day. And as a result, he needed to be Masad the Tefillah. Amor Rav Acha Bar Avir, Amor Rav Shimon Chassidah, Poito Hei Rabbi Gamliel, Afilu Am Shebesadis. When Rabbi Gamliel said that the Shliach Tzibur could be Moitzi people, even if they know how to daven, he meant even the Am Shebesadis, even the Olam that's in the field, they're not even in shul. He can be mighty them too. So the Gemara says, what does it sound like? Afilu Am Shebesadis, even them, meaning, V'loi mipo yahani dekam yoch. For sure, you can, Rabbi Gamliel held you can be mighty the people in shul. Afilu Am Shebesadis, he can be mighty them as well. So the Gemara says, Adarabba, hani anisi, hani loy anisi. It's actually more of a svara that you should be able to be mighty someone that's in the field, because he's an oinus, he can't make it to shul. Then someone that's in shul and he knows how to daven, that's what we're talking about. Someone that knows how to daven, still let him daven himself. So, and the Gemara says, how do I know that svar is a right svar? That there's more of a reason to argue that you can be mighty someone that's an oinus. The Tani Abba Breda Rabin Yamin Barchia, Amshachare Kehanim, the folk, the Yidden that are behind the Kehanim when they're duchening, any Bechal Bracha, they're not included in the bracha, meaning they don't get the bracha. Why don't they get the bracha? Because they have no problem. They should be able to, they should just walk into shul and let the kayanim duchen for you. Now, the people that are in the saddis, that's the punchline, really. That's what Rashi speaks out. The punchline is that the people in the saddis are included in Birchas Kayanim. So you see, there's more of a svara to pata the Amsha b'saddis than the people that
can make a little bit of a shtadlis and just walk into shul and get the bracha. So wouldn't it make sense to say the same thing here? So why would we say Amar Rab Shimon Chasida Poiter Rab Gamliel Afilu Am Shabbos Hadash? Just the opposite. Mar says you're right. Elik Yosef Ravin. Well, Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Omar, he said, Rabbi Yakma Ridi Omar, Omar Rabbi Shimon Chasida, he came with a whole different version of this. Loi pot Rabbi Gamliel, Ella Amsha Besadis. Not Afilu Amsha Besadis. Rabbi Gamliel was only point to the Amsha Besadis. This is a whole different halacha. My time, what's the reason? Mishum da anisni be melacha. Because there ain't sim. Avo be'ir, but if you're in Beis Medrash and you can come and you can daven by yourself, loi. Over there, Rabbi Gamliel actually never met. So the whole Rabbi Gamliel was only, after all this, for the Am Shabbos Adlis, the people that could not make it into shul. But if you were someone that was able to make it into shul, for you, you would not have this halacha. Even Rabbi Gamliel would hold that the Shliach Tzibur cannot be Moitziyu. And on that note, Hadron Aloch Yontif V'Slikala Meseches Rosh Hashanah. But the Mesechta, of course, doesn't end without a raid bite. So just one ha'ara to put a little bit of a siyum of the raid bites as it relates to Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. And that is, so the topic of the last several dafin of the Masechta was the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. That's the mitzvah of the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. Now we saw that midday Raisa, really, you only have to blow 9 tkiyas. What's the cheshmin of 9? So it's learned out from Yovel, it's learned out from the Midbar, but it's 3 sets of tkiyah, trua, and tkiyah. So really, midday Raisa, it's shalosh, shel shalosh, shalosh, and by doing that, you'd be yoitza, your mitzvah of tkiyah shayfer. We saw the Gemara, and daf lamed alamed aleph, where the Gemara said that Iskin Rabavo Bekisri. Rabavo made a takana in Kisri that you shouldn't blow only 9 tkiyos, but rather you should blow 30 tkiyos. And the Gemara said that the cheshbon of Rabavo is because the Torah says that you're supposed to blow a trua. And there was a suffix what exactly the trua is. The targum on the word trua is yevava. And there was a shaila, what does yevava mean? We find the word Yevava by Ime de Sisra, Ba'ada Chaloi Nishkeva, Nishkeva, Vatiyavev Eim Sisra. And the Gemara, it's not that maybe it's Genuche Ganach, it means to make a deep groan, what we know as a Shvarim. Umar Sava Yulu Le'yolo, maybe it means to cry, what we know as the Trua. Rabbi Vol said there was a third Tzad that Chazal had, that maybe it's actually a Shvarim Trua. It's Genuche Ganach and then Yulu Le'yolo. There was no Tzad that it's a Trua Shvarim. But there were 3 possibilities, said Rabbi Vol, of what the Trua might mean. It might be a Shvarim, it might be a Trua, it might be a Shvarim Trua. Now, midday right, so you have to get the Trua right. You have no Tkia, we know what it is. But the Shvarim Trua, you have no choice. You have to get it right. So what do you have to do in order to fulfill the mitzvah day right? So you can't just blow 9. You would have to do 30. Why 30? Because you need 3 sets, and each set is going to be made up of a tkiya, shvarim tkiya, tkiya, trua tkiya, and tkiya, shvarim trua tkiya. So each set's going to be made up of 10, 10 times 3. That's how you're going to have 30. We learned another Gemara on daf Hezayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama toiken umirien kishahim yoishvin, ve toiken umirien kishahim oimdim. Why is it that there are 2 sets of tkiyas? We blow shofar kishahim yoishvin, we blow shofar kishahim oimdim, and Rabbi Yitzchak gave the famous reason, kidei la'arve vasotan. The reason is to tzemish the satan. What does it mean, tzemish the satan? Rashi said that when the satan sees how much the yidden love mitzvahs, mistat min varv, he doesn't know what to say. We mentioned the epic hafla. The hafla said it's because when a yid does tshuva me'ahavas, doinus nas and tzchuyas. So now you just threw the satan for a loop. Here the satan wants to be mastered. It's Rosh Hashanah. He gets paid to prosecute. So he wants to go and he wants to tell Hashem, all the averus that the Yidden did. The problem is he sees the chavivus they have for the mitzvahs. He says, they might be doing tshuva. And if they do tshuva, it's tshuva mehava. So it comes out that all the averus that I'm dumping on them right now is going to end up being grace of mitzvahs. And Mestat Mipash doesn't know what to do. He gets lost. That's what the said. The Aruch said that it's related more to the Vahoye Bayoy Mahu Yitoka B'Shoifer Gadol Upila Hamoves LaNetzach. And that's what he thinks. He thinks the first shofar that be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. What's the second set of Tkiyah? So it's Ma'arv of the Satan, it confuses him, whatever this means, above our pay grade. And because it's Ma'arv of the Satan, so therefore he doesn't know what to do. But the Gemara is Mavur, that even though Midday Rice it's 9, Rabbi Vol said 30, we do 2 sets. So what do we do? 60. The problem is, we don't blow 60 tkiyas. We blow 100 kiyas. So the question is, what's the makar to 100? Again, we learned every single Gemara by Ezra's Hashem and Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Where was it? Where do you see 100? 9, yeah, that we saw, 3 sets of 3. 30, that was Rabbi Avo. 2 sets of 30, okay, we're holding Cheshbon. So we got to 60. But how do you go from 60 to 100? So the truth is, the Makar is in Tosfos. It's in the long Tosfos, on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Hafachba Vafachba, the Kulaba, in that Tosfos. And Tosfos over there, it's the fourth wide line, quotes from the Aruch. Ba'aruch Pirish. The Aruch says that there was an idea to blow 100 kiyos. And you know why you blow 100 kiyos? Quote, Kineged Meya Payos, the Paya Ima de Sisra. It's because Chazal had a Messiah that when Sisra's mother was looking out the window, waiting to see where Sisra was, this is her child, and she's looking for him, and she realized that he had been defeated in war, that her mighty son had lost the battle and died, so she started crying. Vatiyabev. And you know what the Vatiyabev was? It was 100 cries. And connected the 100 cries of Imid the Sisra, when we blow Shofar, we blow 100 through us. 100 cries. Tkiya, through it, tkiya, the ganze meisa zusammen. What does it end up being? It ends up being 100. It's a fascinating thing. We saw in the Gemara already that there's a connection between Tkiya Shofar and Imid the Sisra. Right? The Gemara didn't know what a true is. So the Gemara said, look at the Targum. What Targum Unkelis say? B'shem, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Oh, it says in Targum Unkelis, Yevava. What's Yevava? We find it one place in Chazal. It's in Pasuk. Vatiyabev, Imid the Sisra. So you find that Lashon of Vatiyabev by the mother of Sisra. Okay, so that's just a Maramokim. You want to know how you know what Yevava means? We learn it from the Mama of Sisra. It doesn't mean that there's any intrinsic connection between Sisra's mother and Tkiya Shofar. Of course not. Just because we learn a Sif Katan from it. It's an important Sif Katan, but you can't necessarily get excited. But this Tosfos is intense. It's taking it to another level. We blow 100 kiyas because Sisra's mother blew 100 kiyas? Ma inyan imid the Sisra l'tkiya Shofar. It's a medrash pliya. And it's the basis for our minig that we blow 100 kiyas. L'chura tzarech bir. The truth is, the Avudran, one of the Rishonim, when he discusses the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar, and this is in Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, Perek Chav Hei Sivkot and Chav Beis. He says, quote, V'oimer b'medrash, it's a state in medrash, Sheberosh Hashanah nekad Yitzchak al Gabi Mizbeach. Then on Rosh Hashanah, Yitzchak was nekad al Gabi Mizbeach. That the Akedah happened on Rosh Hashanah. Now, we've spoken that in the past, that the Akedah happened on Yom Kippur. But the truth is, there's a machloikis between the Midrashim. When exactly did the Akedah happen? Did it happen on Rosh Hashanah, or did it happen on Yom Kippur? So, the Avudram quotes a Chazal, it's the Zohar HaKadosh, and other Midrashim, that the Akedah happened on Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah. Shama Sarimenu. Sarimenu heard about the Akedah. Vatizak. And when she heard about it, she yelled. Vatiyabev. Vatiyalel. Valkein Omer HaKosov. Says the Avudram. State and Medrash that it's for that reason the Pasuk says, Yoim Trua Yilochem. Umetargim. What's the Targim of Yoim Trua? Yoim Yevava. Kidei Sheyizkolonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yilol HaSarimenu V'yichapelon. David Jerome quotes a medrash that says that the reason we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is so that the Eved should remember the Akedah. We knew that already. That's why it's a Shofar Shalayil, and there's a lot of connection between Tkiya Shofar and between the Akedah. But David Jerome says a Dover Chadash that the whole Heftz of the Tkiya is in Zecha to the Akedah. Where was there a Tkiya by the Akedah? Because when Sari Menu heard about what happened, the Pasuk says, Vatizak, Vatiyabe, Vatiyalo, Azoy Shtein Medrash. And when did that happen? When was the Akedah? Akedah was in Rosh Hashanah. So, no, because the Akedah was in Rosh Hashanah. That's what happened on Rosh Hashanah. That's why Rosh Hashanah goes down in history as a Yom Teruah, because it's also the Yom Adin. And by remembering what Sari did, that would be a good way to remember the Schus of the Akedah. Now, this Medrash that the Avudram quotes really is a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. That's the specific medrash that he's referring to. It's in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, it's Perek Lamed Beis. Just a few lines in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Kishaba Avram Meharam Meiria, Chora Apo Yishol Samoel. When Avram Avidu came from Haram Meiria, so Samoel, that's the Samach Mem, Sari Shalesov. The Satan was very, very disappointed. Chora Apo, he was really angry. Avram somehow managed to get him. Because he tried very hard, Kiyadua, to get Avram Avinu not to do the Akedah.
And he was unsuccessful. Me'asa, what did he do? This was his last chance. Halach va'amal Sarah. He went to Sarah and he said, "Is Sarah lo shamat masha nasa ba'ilam? Do you know what's going on in the world?" I have no idea. Sarah's in her oil. She's in her tent. She doesn't know what's going on. Amalo, he told her, "Lokach ishe chazak, and your old husband took lanar, your child, li yitzchak ve'kriva la'ilah, and he brought him as a oila. Vanar boicha umiyalo shloyachli nasa, and the child was screaming because he was trying to get free, but he had no way of getting free. Miyad, when Sarah heard that, hischila boicha." She started crying. She cried three bechias, says Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, keneged shalosh tkiyos. Keneged the three tkiyos. Shalosh yalalois, and then she had three yalalois, keneged shalosh yavavois. Keneged the three yavavois, uparcha nishmasa v'meisa, and it's exactly how she died. Sari Menu died with a tkiya and a trua. This is the medrash that the Avodah is referring to. They see, number one, the akedah, all played out on Rosh Hashanah, and that there's some inherent connection between the crying of Sarah and between the truois and the tkiyos that we have on Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos said, and really it's a little mashma that way in our Gemara, that there's a connection between tkiyos shofar and imid de sisra. It's mevu in this Avodah Zarah, Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, that there's a connection between tkiyos shofar and Sari Imenu, imid de Yitzchak. So what does Tkiya Shofar have to do with the mama? Poshupshat. What does it have to do with Imid the Sisra? And what does it have to do with Sara Imenu? L'chaira, it's very, very sasam. But there's another thing that I think is very, very tzarech bir. It was bothering me very much. And that is, we want to be maskeh the schus of the Akeda. So what do? We take a Shofar and we recreate Sari Imenu's reaction when she heard about the Akedah. So Sari heard about the Akedah from the Satan. It was all a bilbil. It wasn't true. But what happened? Bachsa. And she started being Baicha. Vatiyabe. Vatiyalel. All the Sprach. All the Lashonis that you find in the Sugi is related to Tkiya Shofar. So we want to recreate that by the Tkiya Shofar. That's what Tkiya Shofar is. We're remembering Sari Imenu's reaction. Why? It's a pella. What's the schus? It's a schus that Sari Menu heard about the Akedah and then she died? What's the schus? Avram Yitzchok schus, I understand. This is a schus? Sounds like a makatrik, maybe. That she heard about it, she cried, she couldn't handle it, and literally barcha nishmasa. But I think the pshat is based on something that my son, Naftali, said and told me 2 weeks ago. It was his chiddush, and I think it's a Dover Emes. He said that he was learning the parsha, and it bothered him. Avram Avinu was willing to take his son Yitzchak and to be makriv him on the Akedah. Yet, kachnos binchas yechidcha asher ahavto, velakim nisas Avram was a very big nesayin, but Avram Avinu was ready to be oimid ben nesayin. Yitzchak himself, vayelchu shneim yachtov, chazal say besimcha, beishin vadas. Yitzchak was 100% willing to give himself up as well. Sarah finds out about the Akedah, and what happened? Parcha nishmasa, she couldn't handle it. It sounds like Sarah was maybe on a lesser madrega than Avram and Yitzchak. Is that true? Was Sarah not in the Madrega of Avram and Yitzchak? Is that what Chazal are telling us? Avram was willing to do it. Like Kimni says Avram. This is the final Nesai, according to most Rishayim. Yitzchak, lovingly. Sarah, she was too weak. Sarah couldn't handle it. It's very schwer. Besides, we know Sarah's Madregas HaNavua was greater than the Madregas Navua of Avram and Yitzchak. So what's pshat that Sarah couldn't handle it? So my son Naftali said that Mestama the pshat is because Ahava is Mikalkelis as Ashura. At the end of the day, Sarah's giving a mama. And this was her son. And you're taking away my son, and she couldn't handle it. In Cheshbin, Avram is right. The Eibishter came to you, and he told you to do it. And it's impossible. It's hard. Kachnas binchas yichidcha asher ahavto. But Avram Avinu made a logical Cheshbin. This is what the Eibishter wants me to do, so I'm going to do it. Yitzchak was willing to do the same thing. But Sarah is given a mama. A mama is andish. It's different. It's an andere geschäft. When it comes to a mother, there's such a hava. It's irrational. But the way it is the emotion is so strong that a hava is mekalkelis as ashur. Sarah knew everything Avram and Yitzchak knew. She wasn't any less than Avram and Yitzchak. But Sarah was a Yiddish mama, and at the end of the day, she could not be soivel this. And that's why it all came to an end. Mashalamad Avadayma, when Eli tells Chana that your son Shmuel is going to have to be killed because he was Meir Alocha Befnei Rabbi, so she starts pleading and crying. And what does Eli say? Don't worry about it. makes a logical cheshbon. I'm going to give you a son. He's going to be a bigger Baal Kishrin, a bigger Lamdin, a bigger Talmud Chacham, a bigger Baal Midas, a bigger Oivir, a Gresser, a Chusid. Alamailis he's going to have over the first son. And what did she say? Elanara zeh hispalalti, and the Marsha, and the Chofetz Chaim, Kiddu. Everyone tries to understand why Chana wasn't maskim. The Teretz is because Chana was a mama. Elanara, this is my child. What do you want from me? I know the cheshbon. You're right. It's a good cheshbon. It's a logical cheshbon. Write it down. It's a beautiful chiddush. But I don't care. Ahava mekalkelas asashura. Avram and Yitzchak. But Amam is andish. So I was thinking, maybe that's what's going on over here. You know, the whole idea of Tkiyah Shofar is we're trying to be masker everything. Literally. Rav Sadia Goyin says that when you blow Shofar, it's in every machzer. There's 10 different Ramazim at Tkiyah Shofar. We talk about Maimon Har Sinai, to the Yom HaDin, to Bias Goyal Tzedek. We literally pull out every single stop. Every single stop, we pull out. But you know we tell the Eibishter at the end? You know we tell the Eibishter? At the end, we're trying. It's the Yom HaDin. It's an Eis Tzara. We understand what's at stake right now. What's at stake is a good gebenched yard. That's what's at stake over here. And we understand that we don't necessarily deserve everything that we have. And as a result, the Eibishter, just like you've always had Rachmanis on us, continue to have Rachmanis on us. And in this Eis Tzara, we come to the Eibishter. You know what we tell him? We tell him, Kadosh Baruch Hu, today you're Melech every day. Oh, but today's the day of Malchias. Today we say a Melech HaKadosh. We express it. Oh, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're Malkeinu, you're also Avinu. You're also our father. And Eibush is not only our father. Eibush is also our mother. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Ki ish asher imoy tenachamenu, keino noichi anachemchem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, a mother has a unique ability to be menachem a child. And says a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to being menachem, ich bin ish atata. Ich bin a mama. And maybe when we blow shofar, we're being masker, sorry, meno. We're being masker, ima de sisra. What we're doing is we're yelling. It's lizaiku lahariya. That's what kiya shofar is. But it's not just lizaiku lahariya. It's the cry of a mother. And what we're doing is we're being ma'orer. We're being ma'orer of us amam is. Whether it was ima de sisra or whether it was sorry, meno, who understood the nesoyin of the akedah and who realized what it was. But at the end of the day, Amam is Amamu. And that's what we tell the Eibishter, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're Malkeinu, but you're also Avinu. And that's what the Tkiyah Shofar is. And that should be Ma'ore Derachamim, Derachamim of Atata, Derachamim of Ke'ish Asher Imoy Tenachamenu, Keino Noichi Anachamchem. You know, yesterday we mentioned the Brisker Rav, that Moron HaGris said in the world of Lomdus, that Tkiyah Shofar is not Stam HaMitzvah, Satvilo. We tell the Eibishter, you shall hear Tkiyah Shofar Berachamim, and all the beautiful Lomdus that the Brisker Rav said. I think it's more than that. It's not just a tefillah. It's demois. It's a bechiyah. That's what it is. It's a yavava. Read the Targum. Targum says it's a yavava. Vatiyabe vime de sisra. It's bechiyah. It's genochos. What's the difference? What's the nafgamina if it's a tefillah or if it's a bechiyah? It's a big nafgamina. Shari tefillah, sometimes they're open and sometimes they're closed. A bishtari demois is loininanul. And that's really what Tkiyah Shofar is. Tkiyah Shofar is the ultimate. The ultimate, it's the ultimate of tefillah, but it's a za'aka. It's yelling as loud as you can. And it's not just yelling, it's crying. It's crying as much as you can. But just to end with, I think, a very befitting punchline. And that is, so we spoke so much about the whole idea of Tkiyah Shofar. And what's Tkiyah Shofar? We blow Shofar, all the different Ramazim. But the Gemara said on Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, maybe the most famous Gemara in the whole Masechta, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Toikin when you're sitting and Toikin when you're standing. So Rabbi Yitzchak said the reason is, Kedei La'arvev es HaSatan. So I saw a Dover Nifla in the Sefer Torah Shlema from Rav Menachem Mendel Kasher. And he says, and this is at the end of a footnote, it's in Parshas Chayesara, if you want to look it up, and it's Perek Chav Gimel, it's at the end of Sif Katan Yud Zayin. He said, Chazal say that we blow Shofar Kedei La'arvev es HaSatan. Everyone struggles to understand Rashi and Tosfos in the name of the Aruch, we mentioned that flow, all the different Pshatim. What does it mean, Kedei La'arvev es HaSatan? So he said, Yesh Loimar, the Satan tried so hard. He tried so hard. Maybe he never tried so hard to do anything as he did, what? To get Avram Avinu
to stop the Akedah. In fact, he said it himself. Chora apoy shalasatan. Where do you find Lashonis like this? He was so upset. He writes, Sherosh loy osa biyodei taivas libay. He tried so hard. He tried so hard to make something happen. But what happened? Lamaisi wasn't matzlich. So then he said, I have a last shot. You know what my last shot is? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell Sarah what happened. And you know what's going to happen? Sarah's going to start crying and she's going to die. And what's going to happen then, it's going to be a gewaltige kitrug, because that's going to cause a tremendous kitrug for Klal Yisrael. Because Avraham Avinu is going to come home and he's going to realize that this whole Nisayon of the Akedah really ended up with him losing his wife, and he's going to have Charata, all the different Svaris that the Svarim HaKadoshim say, how the Satan thought that was going to put an end to it. But the bottom line is, this was the Satan's final card that he was holding in his pocket, and he was waiting for the end. This is what he's going to do. So he pulls out this card and he goes to Sarah, and what does he tell Sarah? You know, your husband who's a zokin took your child Yitzchak and he killed him. And you know what happened? Exactly what he thought was going to happen. Bachza, v'goncha, v'yavava, v'tiyavev, literally. And parcha nishmasa. And that's it. The Sultan got everything he wanted. Boom, he nailed it. But you know what ended up happening? That bechia of Sari Menu ended up being the biggest schus we have. Because there's no schus like we have, like Tkiya Shofar. And the ganze Tkiya Shofar, as if it's a state in Avudram, Kimavur Besvar Makdoshim, it's because it happened on Rosh Hashanah. And not only did the Sultan not accomplish what he wanted to accomplish, but this backfired like anything ever back. Those cries are the cries that we invoke every single year on Rosh Hashanah. That's exactly what we invoke. Kadosh Baruch Hu, remember us as our mama. And those are the cries that we invoke. So the Sultan realized, I don't even know at this point what I'm supposed to do. Here he had his, this was it. It was done. He was made in the shade. He figured it out. And what happened? It ended up backfiring. We blow shofar. We show the Satan. You think you have it all figured out? Just stay home. Because he realizes, you know what? He gives up. This was his move. He was ready for this. The yid, what? You're blowing shofar again? Come again? To remember the schus of Sari Menu Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He says, that's my arv of the Satan. And on that note, Hadron Allah, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah.